Hi guys, and welcome back to another Lovince episode. In today's episode, I'm going to be telling you about how Lovince is taking on Linktree with their own link in bio website. Please do like and subscribe, and let's get into the video. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always. As I said at the start of the video, Lovince are taking on Linktree with their own link in bio site. This site is in beta mode at the moment, so it very much could change names. And chances are it will do. Plus, I'm sure the team at Lovince are going to add a lot more features. So the site is called Fanbury. And the next part of the video is going to be me showing you how to set up an account and showing you around the website. So let's get into it. Okay guys and girls, the first thing you need to do is log into your Lovince account. If you don't have a Lovince account, then check out the video in the top right hand side and it will show you how to create one. Click on the continue button and you'll now be asked to create your profile link. It asks for your name, but it doesn't have to be your real name, it can be your on-screen name. Mine's UK Daz, and now I'm going to click the continue button. When the next page loads, you're going to be asked whether you want to automatically import your links from Linktree or all my links. You're also going to be given the option to set up a new page, and that's what we're going to be doing in this part of the video. If you want to skip all this, you can do by clicking on skip tutorial. I'm going to click on set up new page, and I'm next going to be asked to enter in my social media usernames. Once you've done that, click on the continue button. You'll now be asked to enter your content platforms, such as your OnlyFans username. Once you're done, click on continue and choose your background theme. It doesn't matter which one you choose here, you can go back in later and change it. Plus, when you do go in and change it, you are given a lot more cooler themes, as you'll see later in the video. I'm going to choose this one, and all I need to do now is click on select and continue. And that's it, the basics of your account is now set up. You can now start freely using your link. Click on the copy button and you can start pasting it into your social media. Just like Linktree, it has a very simple layout and pretty much works exactly the same way. If you want to add a new link, all you have to do is click the add new link button at the top. So you might be thinking, what else can you do? If we go back up to the top of the page and click on explore features, you'll notice that you have the ability to create a donation goal. You can also create an audio message. To add the donation button, click on add and fill in your PayPal details. Then add your goal name, how much you're looking to raise, and a short description. Once you're done, click on the save button. Now back on our profile page, we're going to click on appearance. Here we can change our profile image, write a short description, and change our profile background. And as you can see, there is some really cool looking animated backgrounds. There is currently 17 of these types of backgrounds you can choose from. I'm guessing when the platform has been fully released, there will be a few more. If we scroll down the page, there is 14 static backgrounds we can choose from, plus we can upload our own. Moving down the page, we can change our button style, and we can also change their colours. Now, something that has been temperamental in the beta mode is changing the font colour. I'm sure this is something that Lovince are working on. The problem I've been having is the colour picker doesn't detect the colour you're choosing first time. This is something you should bear in mind whilst choosing your background colour. And as I say, this is in beta mode at the moment, so there will be a few problems, but I'm sure by the time it's released, it will be working fine. Overall, looking at the site, it works really well and provides a great alternative to Linktree. I believe that animated backgrounds do come at a premium price on Linktree, but I would like to think that Lovince will keep it as a free feature. There are just so many great ones you can choose from and really personalize your profile. Something I didn't show you at the beginning of the video was how to add a new link. So I'm going to do that now by scrolling back up to the top of the page and clicking on my page. And in here, we're going to click on add a new link. The first thing you need to do is add your title and your URL. Next, click on the gallery icon and click on the set thumbnail button. You'll now be given the option to choose an official thumbnail or you can upload your own. All that's left to do is click on the grey toggle and activate that button.
So there you have it. Fanbury looks like it's going to be a really cool site. It is currently free to sign up for a Fanbury site, so it's definitely worth getting in early and claiming your username. Now, will it stay free forever? I can't promise that. Lovince may add a paid feature at a later date. Now, it is important to note that you do need a Lovince account. And if you don't know how to set one of those up, check out the video just here. And if I've inspired you to buy a Love Ince toy, then please do use the link in the top of the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Love Ince's profits if you choose to buy something. Don't forget to like and subscribe, because if Fanbury does add any new features, I will be making updates. That's it for this video. I really do hope you found it useful. Like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon for future videos. If you have got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.